WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report, Pain on Wall Street. The Dow suffered its worst loss of the year, 748 points. The S&P fell 104 points, and the NASDAQ plunged by 438, a loss of more than 2%. CBS business reporter Jason Brooks says there were some disappointing economic reports.
The University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index pulled back in February on a big spike in inflation expectations, with consumers saying tariffs could impact future purchasing decisions for big-ticket items.
Another report said existing home sales fell more than expected last month. On top of that,
the Dow sustained a solid thrashing, with a big chunk of that coming from a sell-off in United Health Group on a Wall Street Journal report that the Justice Department is investigating United Health's business practices regarding Medicare.
Yesterday, Walmart had dragged the market down with its weak sales forecast for the year. For the week, the Dow lost 2.5%, and again, it's lost today, the worst of 2025. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A Republican-sponsored education funding bill passed the Wisconsin State Assembly this week. The bill would require school districts to spend 70% of its operating expenses in the classroom. Those expenses would include teacher salaries, tuition, and instructional supplies, as well as things like athletic programs and extracurricular activities. The spending requirement would not include things like transportation, staff training, or food services. Districts could risk losing state aid payments if they don't meet the bill requirements. Democratic state lawmakers introduced right-to-repair legislation on Thursday. The legislation would require manufacturers to provide farmers with access to the documentation, parts, and tools needed to make their own repairs to equipment. It would not require the manufacturers to divulge trade secrets and protect them from liability for repairs conducted by farmers. The intent is to lower the cost of repairs for farmers, create more local jobs, and increase competition among service providers. Five other states have right-to-repair laws. Congressman Mark Pocan joined State Representatives Jody Emerson, Christian Phelps, and State Senator Jeff Smith for a town hall with farmers in Chippewa Falls on Friday. The town hall was hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union and saw a number of agricultural workers share concerns on the unsteady status of federal funding targeted by the Trump administration and Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. Local state Republicans, as well as Congressman Tom Tiffany and Derek Van Orden, were invited to the event but did not attend. A neighborhood summit for Eau Claire residents looking to get more involved in their communities will be held at the L.E. Phillips Senior Center on Saturday. The summit will run from 1 to 3 in the afternoon and is being hosted by the Eau Claire Invest Health Team. Residents will have a chance to meet with city officials and other community leaders to learn how to do things like analyze census data to apply for grant funding. City officials say they want to work with neighborhood associations more often to pursue projects with a neighborhood-level focus. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks sink the Clippers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee 116-110. Brooke Lopez, blocking a Clippers shot in the final minute, talked about losing Bobby Portis to a 25-game suspension after accidentally using a painkiller that was banned by the NBA last year.
It's obviously tough. You know, it sucks. I don't think it's the most fair thing. You know, obviously, none of it was intentional, you know, habitual or anything like that. It's an honest mistake, you know, but obviously we have to deal with it. And he's going to be fresh and ready for, you know, the end of the season, you know, perfect timing to get it going in playoffs.
The Bucks face the Wizards and former teammate Chris Middleton tonight in Washington. College basketball, number 16th ranked Marquette on the road tonight against Villanova. Hockey, the Badgers men's team wraps up their regular season with a two-game set tonight and tomorrow against Notre Dame at the Kohl Center. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Sunny today with highs hitting the low 20s and a bit breezy this afternoon. Otherwise, tonight would become partly cloudy, lows fall to the single digits, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, with high temperatures reaching the upper 20s. Then, we climb above freezing Sunday through Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news? You've been arrested. Good news? Your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news? You go home to wait your trial. If you can't, Sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening, but you can also be a part, contribute at 855-752-4842, 855-75-Civic. Got Jess P.S. working hard on the board for you today. Happy Friday, Jess.
Happy Friday, Dom. We made it.
We made it. Well, we're not done yet. We got a couple
but this
hours.
Is the first Friday in 3 weeks that we're doing a show.
I know. 5 days this week, man.
I know.
Man.
Really, really pushing our limits.
This is, well, you know, efficiency. What is it? What is my peak efficiency, Jess?
4 hours a day, 4 days a week.
That's right. That's the best I can do. From then on, it's diminishing returns. But the good news is, folks, you get the best 2 hours.
That's always true.
It is true. Thank you for joining us. 855-752-4842. Lots and lots and lots of stuff to get to. Today, more Nazi salutes at CPAC. I mean, apparently the Republicans can't stop doing that. We have some an ICE administrator has been reassigned. We're going to get to that as well. A new world order, man. The Wall Street Journal writing up what their thoughts are. And is Donald Trump going to Moscow? Maybe. Maybe. That's some of the reporting I've seen. We're going to get to all that as well. The AP is suing to get access back to the White House. Go AP. Freedom of speech and all that. Freedom of the press. And locally here, we got lots of news to get to. So let's do that. As mentioned in the past, Elon Musk is getting involved in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And I'm not saying he's going to, you know, support Brad Schimmel as much, because if you met Brad Schimmel, you probably wouldn't. He's just going to, you know, go against Susan Crawford.
He will financially go against Susan Crawford.
As the Milwaukee Journal's reporting, Musk Super PAC drops $1 million into voter turnout for Supreme Court candidate Brad Schimmel. I mean, against Susan Crawford. A little bit from Daniel Bice over at the Journal Sentinel. Another $1 million, as mentioned, America PAC, an unregistered committee spending $1 million on canvassing and field operations to aid Schimmel in his race against liberal Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford. Folks, vote for her. The winner of the April 1st election will decide the ideological bent of the high court. Very important, so much so that the billionaire is only putting a measly $1 million into canvassing? Come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, come on. That's pocket change.
Go to pocket, man. Musk has provided most of the funding for America PAC, which focuses on turning out low propensity and first-time voters. A super PAC was active in Wisconsin before November general election, helping President Donald Trump narrowly win the state. Did he, though? Did he? Did he? Cam, did he? You know I said it. I'm just kidding. 855-752.
Or are you?
4842. The Super PAC's activity comes on top of an estimated $1.5 million in airtime that Building America's Future, another group backed by Musk, bought in recent days for TV ads in the state's five markets. Now, this is as a side note, as the Journal Sentinel writes here, the entry by these Musk groups in the Supreme Court race comes a little more than a week after Tesla sued the state and Outagamie County Circuit Court to overturn a decision that blocks the company from operating dealerships in the state.
Huh.
Tesla applied to open dealerships in Madison, Milwaukee, Glendale, and Grand Chute. Yeah, everyone else has got to abide by these rules, but not Tesla. We don't want that.
So let me get this straight. Musk's company files a lawsuit in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Is this, I don't know, potentially a lawsuit that could ultimately end up at our Supreme Court?
Ooh, maybe.
And now he's pouring money in order to oppose one candidate.
I'm sure Brad Schimmel is not for sale.
I mean, he said so.
He literally said, I am not for sale. But for lease?
But for rent?
For rent? Layaway? You know, I'd gladly pay you now for a judge later. Overall, Building America's Future, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and Fair Courts of America have spent about $4.6 million in TV airtime around the state for the next couple of weeks. All the groups back Schimmel. Crawford has criticized this heavy spending by groups backed by Musk. Overall, Crawford's campaign raised $7.7 million, while Schimmel has received $5.1 million. Elon Musk is buying off Brad Schimmel, Crawford tweeted this week. Schimmel dismissed the notion at a news conference in Milwaukee yesterday. I have never met nor talked to Elon Musk. Yeah, no doubt if you did, he probably wouldn't give you any money. Have you met the man? I mean, come on, people. He's not great. No one from my team has ever talked to anyone from Elon Musk's team. He hasn't asked me for anything. I haven't told him I would do anything. No, of course. I mean, that's why it's the unwritten rule, man. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, is he a friend of mine or a friend of ours? You know what I'm saying? Well, forget about it. All this outside spending comes just a week after Schimmel told a Jefferson County group that he was hoping very strongly that conservative groups, including Fair Courts and Wisconsin WMC, would begin running ads in his race. Yeah, he's got his knee pads out begging for that money. No, never did that either.
Mm-hmm. Where'd he get those knee pads?
Menards! He keeps on talking about Menards. So I guess ultimately we have not only the Doge guy, Elon Musk. And for real, people. I mean, so the guy's got money. Got it. Okay. But as it pertains to his efforts in government efficiency, literally, what expertise does he bring to the table? Is he a process innovator, a reformer? I mean, what is he bringing to the table? There's people that are like schooled and knowledgeable of organizations and how to do these. I'm not clear that he does. I mean, I'm not sure that he did a great job on Twitter or X.
No, demonstrably.
A lot of Nazi action going on there now. And if Twitter goes down, if the X goes down, so what? Use something else.
Mm-hmm. Go to Blue Sky.
Go to whatever. OnlyFans. I mean, whatever you're into, you know, you can.
Seriously.
But there's no consequence if Twitter goes down. There's a huge consequence if, you know, some of our systems go down, anything that he and his 19-year-olds got access to. And what are their expertise, I would wonder? What are their backgrounds? Anyway, we're digressing here. But this is the guy who's in Doge, and he's also now here in the state of Wisconsin, lending his money to support a guy like Brad Schimmel, who's never met, never asked for anything. Don't worry about it. He's not for sale. You just get to rent them once in a while. 855-752-4842. Take them out for a test drive. Lease to own. You know how it goes. Come on, Brad. Daniel Bice reporting in the Journal Sentinel. We put all the notes here that we are research, our information, our articles, our journalism into our show notes. Where can they find that, Jess?
They can find those at civicmedia.us. Yeah. Look for the Dom Salvia Show under Daily Shows. Also, find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, all over the place.
All over the place. You can also see our beautiful faces on YouTube, Facebook, or X while they still let us. Just under Civic Media.
To hell with Elon Musk. Strange. Did you see he was at CPAC? I guess that was last night, yesterday. I don't even know the days anymore. He was given a chainsaw and he was like bouncing around stage. His mind is a storm. I mean, he sounds, you know.
Oh, that explains the chainsaw memes I've been seeing today.
Yeah, I don't. One of the South American presidents, a crazy cat, I forget his name, gave him a chainsaw.
A chainsaw? Why?
Because he's cutting the red tape.
With a chainsaw?
I mean, I don't know. What? And then the social media kind of blew up. What was he like maxing out on K, taking ketamine, and just like, you know, losing his freaking mind up on stage, and was up there, they had his sunglasses on, you know, wielding a chainsaw. I mean, and I'm a big fan of Ashy Slashy from Evil Dead, but you are no,
right, but
you are
that's,
no Ash.
Right, that and that's meant to state fiction.
Yes,
right?
that is fiction.
Correct. Okay. Just to clarify.
Yeah. So that was interesting to see as well. That guy's the guy who's putting all this money in against Susan Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
Say her name, Susan Crawford.
Judge Susan Crawford out
Vote
of Dane County
for Judge Susan Crawford, and she's not Brad Schimmel. Thank God. 855-752-4842. What did we see yesterday? We talked about Congressman Derek Van Orden from the great state of Wisconsin, and he had a big problem with this judge who went against Elon Musk and their team and trying to get access to, I think it was the Treasury system. And again, there's so many different angles and probes and prodding by Musk and his team and all that. There's a lot of court cases going on. So, you know, forgive me if I mix some of them up, but I believe it was the Treasury one. And Congressman Van Orden is just incensed that this judgment went against Doge and Elon Musk and the Trump administration. And so he is very adamant on impeaching the judge. He's going to impeach the judge because you can't have that. You got to fall in line. So while he was apparently focusing his time and energy on that, and I love it. I love it, love it, love it. When our local Wisconsin topics and journalists get written up on the national stage on the Raw story. We're talking about
always the best news when Wisconsin ends up on Raw story.
The best. I mean, it might travel the most, right? The best as in that's really interesting.
Oh, yeah.
But usually not the best for, you know, Wisconsin citizens.
Typically not.
No. It's usually terrible governance. Mm-hmm.
So what did we have on the Raw story?
Serial killers and sports. That's what we're here for, baby. The Raw Stories headline, Republicans snub local farmers panicking about Trump's tariff chaos. Matthew Chapman wrote that. And what is he talking about? Well, he's referring to and puts a link in the Raw Story to Harry Redmond's piece at the Wisconsin Examiner. Yeah, Harry.
Hey, that's one of our sites that we go to.
You know it. Check him out at WisconsinExaminer.com. Republican lawmakers no-show as Western Wisconsin farmers complain of Trump chaos and disruption. What? No show? You can't find any time? No time? They did not appear at an event hosted by the Wisconsin Farmers Union in Chippewa Falls on Friday as farmers from across the area. So they were concerned about the effects of Trump's first month in office is having on their livelihoods. First month? I mean, wait for the second or third month. Folks, we're just getting started. And it's interesting to see in the market tank today, like down a point and a half. It was not great. There are real concerns about inflation. There are real concerns about tariffs and what Donald Trump is threatening to do if he follows through. There are real concerns. But back to Redmond's piece briefly. We'll carry this over on the other side as well, 855-752-4842. Mark Polkin was there. State Senator Jeff Smith, he was there. State Reps Jody Emerson, there. Christian Phelps, there. Tom Tiffany, Derek Van Orden, State Reps Rob Summerfield of Bloomer. Traeg, I'm not going to kill that last name. Sorry, Traeg. Clint Moses and senators, state senators, Jesse James and Rob Staffshot were all invited, but did not attend or send a staff member. Now, I did check out the Wisconsin Farmers Union website, and they're probably a progressive-y organization, but you know what? They're in your district. They are farmers, and they are concerned. And where are you trying to impeach a judge that went against your administration? Should you be, like, focusing at home? Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
VFW Post 305 on Star Avenue is hosting its first ever karaoke contest this Friday, February 28th at 9 p.m. Think you've got the pipes to take home the prize? Show off your skills in their best solo or best group categories. Not a singer? No problem. Cheer on your friends and enjoy a great night of music and fun. Prizes, laughter, and unforgettable performances await. Join in at VFW Post 305 Friday night at 9. Check out their Facebook page for more details. See you there.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Mississippi has one of the country's worst records for protecting voting rights and advancing democracy reforms. So when pro-voter bills emerge from the state House and Senate, like in-person early voting and the ability to cure a mismatched absentee signature, democracy advocates take notice. Mississippi is one of only three states without some form of in-person early voting, along with Alabama and New Hampshire. The Mississippi Free Press reports that February 12th, the Mississippi Senate passed SB 2654, allowing 15 days of early voting, ending the Saturday before the election at noon. The Republican-sponsored bill passed 39-12, but even if the House advances, it may still be vetoed by Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves, who accused the bill's sponsor of making the state's elections less secure. The Mississippi House also took some positive steps. HB 1419 prohibits moving or closing a polling place location within 60 days of an election, sometimes used as a voter suppression tactic. HB 163 sets rules for absentee ballots where the signature on file doesn't match the signed outer ballot envelope and would give the voter a chance to cure the problem. And HB 288 would make each county's five election commissioners nonpartisan positions. All three bills now move to the Senate. We have more on these bills and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. You can join us on the lines, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also out on the Twitters and on the Facebooks.
And the YouTubes.
And the YouTubes. James, he's on, what is that? I guess that's the Facebook.
Two
viewers. Congrats on really getting the message out. Thanks, James.
Thanks
Thomas
for being one
James,
of them.
You're one of them, man. Spread the word. But, you know, there's literally billions of people listening to us right now on the broadcast.
I mean, uh-huh.
It goes out to space, you know.
That's true.
Radio waves.
Mm-hmm.
We're going out forever. Mm-hmm.
The Martians are hearing us.
855-752-4842. Let's touch on this a little bit more here. Again, the Republicans totally ignoring their constituents and the farmers here in Wisconsin that are legitimately concerned about this economic plan question mark of this administration. And the markets are showing it today. The Wall Street Journal, I mean, everywhere you look, there's not a great, find for me one great headline about Donald Trump and his economy right now and his efforts and his thoughts, not only on certainly tariffs as it pertains to the economics of his administration, but also a huge number of people not fond of the pardons of all the J6ers. And by the way, can you throw this? I mean, there's so much going on. I got to throw this out there.
Just a little treat for us.
Proud Boy. You know, remember the insurrectionist bastard Enrique Tarrio?
Yeah.
He was in D.C. today.
Uh-huh.
And him and Stuart Rhodes from the Oath Keepers were, I don't know if they're trying to sue somebody. They're doing something. Anyway, a counter-protester showed up. Thank you, counter-protesters. Do it
Always
all the time.
Do that.
Yes, please. Thank you. We appreciate your efforts. And apparently one of the counter-protesters stuck a phone a little too close to Tario's face, and he swatted at it and hit her phone and hit her arm, and she wanted to press charges. And so it's assault, baby. That's assault.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he have, because of the previous convictions, although pardons, is he a repeat offender? You know, is that going to be...
I don't know if his previous offense that he was... convicted for, that he wasn't allowed to be in Washington, D.C., which is why he wasn't actually there on January 6, 2021. I don't know if that was wiped out as well by Trump in
because
his
pardons. That was the one where they jumped the fence and burned the Black Lives Matter
right.
flag from that church.
Yeah, so I don't know if that
the very
is...
church that Donald Trump blew through with his security detail, peaceful protesters at the park to hold the Bible upside down in front of. That church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll see how it comes around a little bit. So we'll get to the details of the Tario thing if we need to. It's kind of it. You know, I mean,
it's kind of just a little cupcake for us.
You know, it's just more the same, you know.
Right. Like, hey, arrested again.
Again. Sir, we have your regular stall for you. Welcome back.
Does he get a stamp for every time?
I think, like, I voted sticker, like, I assaulted sticker.
Once he collects five, what, does he right. Does he get a clean toilet?
No, he shouldn't have, no clean toilets for Tario. Back to Wisconsin, because the Republicans are too busy trying to impeach judges who go against their president, not my president. So the Wisconsin Farmers, the Wisconsin Farmers Union, Chippewa Falls, a bunch of Democrats showed up, and one of them, Christian Phelps. Christian Phelps said this: "All four of us want you to know that there are people in elected office who want to fight for you, because I think there's a lot of fear that comes from the fact that we're seeing a lot of noise and action from people who aren't some of the people that didn't show up to this. So I hope that you will also ask questions of them when you get the chance." Pocan, our congressman from Madison, love us some Mark Pocan. He joked that Van Orden's on vacation.
Good for him, I guess. He could have sent a staff member.
He was at the insurrection as well.
He was.
Now, Emerson, whose district was recently redrawn to include many of the rural areas east of Eau Claire, told Wisconsin Examiner she had just been at an event held by Oneida County Economic Development Corporation where a Van Orden staff member did attend, so she didn't understand why they couldn't hear about how Trump's policies are harming local farmers. Emerson said this: "I get that a member of Congress can't be at every meeting all the time, all throughout their district. It's a big area, but I hope that they're hearing the stories of farmers and farm adjacent businesses, even if they weren't here. There's something different to sit in this room and look out at all the farmers. And when one person is talking, seeing the tears in everyone else's eyes. And it wasn't just the female farmers that were crying, the big tough guys. I think that talks about how vulnerable they are right now, how scary it is for some of these folks." I mean, that is literally about showing up and being there and feeling it and hearing it, smelling it. You know, when you go into a room and there's the tension and sadness and concern, you know, you don't even send a staffer. You got nothing. Now, again, I understand. Perhaps you think that this Wisconsin Farmers Union, a bunch of progressives, are too liberal. But come on, man, there's Republicans here, too. There's people that don't vote, didn't vote, don't care, just want to do their thing, you know, work on their farm, raise their families, live their lives. I mean, perhaps you could find the time, Van Orden, some of these other Republicans who didn't show up to listen, go see it, see the tears. A little bit more here. Emmett Fisher, who runs a small dairy farm in Hager City, said during the town hall that he's struggling with the freeze that's been put on federal spending, which affected grants he was to receive through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He told the Examiner his farm participated in a USDA program to encourage better conservation practices on farms and that the money had been frozen. He was also set to receive a rural emergency assistance grant that would help him install solar panels on the farm. That money has also been held up. The result, he said, is he's facing increased uncertainty in an already uncertain business. Yeah, farming. Yeah. Here's another quote. "We get all our income from our farm, young family, young kids, a mortgage on the farm. And so, you know, things are kind of tight. And so we try to take advantage of everything we can. The uncertainty seems really unnecessary and unfortunate, and it's very stressful. You know, basically, we have no idea what we should be planning for. The reality is just that in farming already, you can only plan for so much when the weather and the ecology and the biology matter so much. And now to have all these other unknowns, it makes planning pretty much impossible." And there's more on this. Harry Redmond at the Wisconsin Examiner. Again, we'll put it up on the notes. But, you know, there's a consistent theme here. And I don't care if it's the rural farmers in Wisconsin. I don't care if it's, you know, the big Wall Street banks and the traders on high finance. Uncertainty is bad, you know. And when this president is sowing chaos and creating uncertainty in everything he touches, I mean, this is what he is. So we're not, shouldn't be surprised. But at least the Republicans should show up and hear from their constituents. I think there's going to be a lot of that coming up in the future, folks. It's only been 30 days. Come back with us, 855-752-4842.
.5 The Tap. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in this year's Wisconsin Conservation Congress annual spring hearing process. The hearing process gives residents the opportunity to make suggestions to state officials by introducing a local resolution. Residents will be allowed to submit two resolutions per year, and they must be of statewide impact, be practical and achievable, and align with the mission of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress. Submissions will be accepted through February 24th. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from accessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmeyer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued, and on Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. An arrest warrant was issued for a Rice Lake woman charged with vehicular homicide on Thursday. According to court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist was charged with homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in relation to the collision on Highway 53 that killed a 71-year-old driver from Menominee. Authorities allege Cronquist was traveling at 70 to 80 miles per hour, passing other vehicles in a construction zone and swerving through tubular construction markers when the collision occurred. She was airlifted to an Eau Claire hospital. Two teenagers were injured in a single-vehicle crash in Pierce County this week. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred on Monday at around 8 p.m. on 410th Avenue in the town of Ellsworth. Authorities say the 17-year-old driver appeared to have lost control of the truck, driving off the roadway and entering a ditch before striking a tree. The driver was taken to Red Wing Mayo Hospital, and a 14-year-old passenger was taken to River Falls Area Hospital. A 15-year-old passenger was not hurt in the crash. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Trust fund kid Elon Musk has drawn a lot of political criticism lately, but now he's under fire for being a bad parent from his own father. Errol Musk appeared on the Wide Awake podcast and said that his son will probably shoot him for saying this, but Elon is not a good father. This comes after rumors that Musk had fathered a 13th child, somehow with 16 women. Should probably fact check that. It's important to note that just a couple years ago, Errol Musk admitted to having a second child with his stepdaughter, who was only 4 years old when he married the child's mother, according to Rolling Stone. Errol and the girl's mom have two children of their own, as Musk apparently wanted his future baby mama to have playmates. For the record, Rolling Stone also reported that Elon Musk is not a fan of his father. He called him a terrible human being who has done every evil thing or crime you could possibly imagine, which is probably why they decided not to have kids together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and not as cold tonight, a low of 5 to 10. Mostly sunny and warmer tomorrow, a high around 30 and near 40 with increasing clouds Sunday. Much above average temperatures continue through next week with some minor chances for rain. It's 24 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo, talking about one thing while behind the scenes there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, I'm taking your backyard. You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will break down all of the most recent news and how it affects all of us here in Wisconsin. Plus, this shouldn't be a thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
We're in the fight of our lives. We can't even fight.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. working hard on the board. See you folks lining up on the lines and participating on the texts as well. Please, please, asks Lee of the Grove, talk about Maine's Governor Savage public move on Trump today. I'll see you in court. Yeah, I did see that, and I don't have the sound of it, but they were in the same room together. And this is about, you know, the trans athletes, the Maine's not having it. Mm-hmm. And Trump's at the podium kind of ripping on her as she's sitting there in the room. And she's, I'll see you in court. Oh, I'll see you in court back. You know what I mean? But thank you. Push back. This is just ridiculous. But here we go again. I mean, you guys wanted Trumpy, so we got Trumpy. Mark is doing very terrible today. We'll get to that as well. 855-752-4842. It wasn't just today. It's the week. So, you know, I was just going to say, if the trend continues. But let's get to some of our most patient folks. Mark from the SAC, you are first today. You're up. Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, you mentioned that, the Who song, the Guess Who song, You've Got No Time.
Yeah.
You know, they've got better things to do. I mean, I think texted some of the lyrics to that. I mean, it's just ridiculous. These guys are not showing up because they know they're going to get reamed.
Right.
It's hardly to show up.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, if I was there, and, you know, fortunately, I'm represented by Mark Pocan, and my two state reps right now are Sarah Kayeski and Karen DeSanto, and they're both good Democrats and good progressives, and these guys need to face the public, because it's going to just decimate some of our rural communities. Just, this whole Muscovision stuff that is going on now, that is just sad. And I mean, we're losing so much status in the world. Apparently, Musk is out there now editing the fact that people are challenging Trump on Twitter, you know, calling out Trump, pointing out the lie. And Musk is out there furiously editing that. Well, we know what the truth is there. Russia invaded Ukraine. Pure and simple, violated their agreement with Ukraine.
Dude, I know, and it was, and Fox News like had Trump on. Fox Don't Call It News. Sorry about that. Fox Don't Call It News was trying to crack to him as well, but you know, guys like Donald Trump isn't hearing it, and his Caroline Leavitt, also his press secretary, was asked some very specific questions. She wasn't having it, wasn't hearing it, wasn't answering. It just kind of bulldozed past it like it never even happened. Thank you for the call, Mark. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Friday to us. 855-752-4842. Paul from Monona. Oh, this is interesting, Paul. Welcome. What do you got today?
Hey, hi. So speaking of Elon Musk, so full disclosure, I do door-to-door canvassing for Wisconsin Democrats.
Okay.
And we use a phone app to keep track of, you know, people's levels of support.
Yeah.
You know, contacting maybe for future volunteer positions. Will they do something we call vote tripling, et cetera? Pretty benign stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a call from my wife today that we got canvassed at our home by someone who, she described him as a smarmy little guy. basically, he said, I'm here to talk to people about the Supreme Court race in support of Brad Schimmel. And she said, well, who's asking? And she says, oh, I'm with Elon Musk's Super PAC. And so can I put you down for, and then she said, you're not putting me down for anything. And the thing kind of ended at that point, but I kind of wanted people to know that they are out there and they are using tech, and it's probably not going to be ethically used. That's just my hot take on it. But don't be surprised. These people are out there now canvassing for Brad Schimmel, and they're funded by Elon Musk.
So, yeah, that's interesting, Paul. And you know what I also find interesting is they stop by your house. When you go do this, don't you basically have a list of folks that are, you know, hot leads? You know, you're not walking up to a hard right mega, Confederate flag outside their house kind of person and saying, hey, you're going to vote for Kamala Harris. Yeah, you have an idea based on the list where you're going, right?
You are correct. You are correct. However, you know, there are places on the internet and like the white pages that you can find, I think it's the white pages, where you can find little descriptors that say, you know, or a person tends to vote Democratic.
Right.
So, I mean, that stuff, it's out there, and I don't know if they mine that data too, but you are correct. We tend to go to what we feel are friendly homes that aren't going to get our canvassers butts kicked. And, yeah, this guy just showed up at our door. So I don't know how he found out, or maybe they're not taking a very focused approach. I'm not sure. But it'll be interesting to see if people start getting taken aback by this or what.
Yeah. Let me ask you one other question, Paul, while I got you on the line, and thank you for your efforts in canvassing and being a part and putting some time in for our democracy. The money that's being spent, $1 million, I think, was Bice was reporting at the Journal Sentinel that Musk's organization is spending against Susan Crawford. Is that, you think that's a lot of money? I mean, what's your experience been in that regard?
I'm actually not terribly involved with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a foot soldier.
Yeah, right, man. Well, we appreciate it, man. Keep up the good work, and thank you for sharing your experiences. Yeah, are you getting any smarmy Musk
support? Love that you described him as a little smarmy guy.
Smarmy guy. Hey, I resemble that remark. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Thank you, Paul from Monona. CJ, our conservative buddy. What's up, CJ? Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Happy Friday to you, Dom. Kash Patel was just sworn in by the new Attorney General, Pam Bondi. And there's going to be one tier of justice. It doesn't matter which side of the aisle it falls on.
Yeah, it's, you think so?
Howard Lutnick was passed, you know, just...
Do you think, hang on, the one tier of justice, if I may, CJ, let me ask you the question.
Sure.
The D.C. U.S. attorney sent a letter to a Democratic congressman inquiring about his threats to Elon Musk and his team. Do you think that is legitimate? Do you think that is a one tier of justice? Or do you think that's fishing and trying to, you know, silent dissent?
Well, I think evidence will speak loudly when it comes.
Does it, though? I mean, does it?
If?
I mean, the guy's basically saying they want us to get into a bar fight with Republicans. You think that's worthy of a U.S. attorney scratching a letter on DOJ letterhead, send it to a congressman? You think that's legitimate, man? Really?
I'm more concerned about actually what's happening right now.
So it's not, let's hear it. It's not legitimate. You know, yes, I got you. Hey,
you want to turn a blind eye?
No, you can't tell me what I want to do, CJ. All right, while I got you, because I do got to ask you. The markets today tanking. Dow is down 1.7%, down 2.5% on the week. Down 2.5% on the week. Why do you think that is? And do you blame this administration and their tariffs and their chaos for that? Or why do you think that is?
Well, I love hearing you concerned about the fertilizer costs of farmers.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the Dow right now. Down 2.5% on the week, CJ, under this administration. The Wall Street Journal's lighting them up, man. Conservatives are lighting them up. There's a lot of people that are very concerned about this administration. Are you?
I'm so excited about it. I am smiling every day.
Do you have investments?
That makes you really excited.
Do you have investments, CJ? I mean, are you invested? I don't know. I mean, if how can this be good news, man? Come on. Unless you're playing the short, how is the Dow falling 2.5% in 1 week? How is that positive?
Because, you know, an adjustment happens every day.
Come on.
An adjustment. Okay. Then are we in a correction then? Is it 10%? CJ, I mean, if it's an adjustment, do you expect a 10% adjustment, which we would call correction, which would lead to a downturn in the economy? Do you think that's coming? I mean, we got 2.5% down this week. If we keep this trend for the next 4 weeks, we'd be down 10%, which is correction territory. Do you think that's good for this country?
You don't want to hear my answer, Dom.
I just did. Go. Do you think that's good for this country?
This is amazing for the country.
All right. Well, there you go.
Okay.
You heard it from CJ, our conservative buddy.
Dow's down. He's up.
Playing the short. Down, according to the Wall Street Journal, CJ. You know, that liberal rag of wokeness. Stocks erased gains from the week Friday after investors tapped the brakes in response to signs of a lackluster economy. Bond price rallies, while all three major indices dropped by more than 1% after the S&P set record highs early in the week. Indicators published the morning showed the weakness in the 4.9% drop in sales of existing homes last month. Uh-oh. And also showed retail sales also fell in February. Jay Hatfield, chief executive at the Infrastructure Capital Advisors, says the data is piling up day after day, day after day. And they go on to talk about United Health. Of course, they dropped more than 7%. Wall Street Journal reported they're being investigated on their Medicare billing practices.
Now, is this related to what Brian Anderson was being investigated for, or is this a completely different investigation?
I don't know. I'm not clear on that. Not clear on that. Also, worldwide, people are still kind of up on the whole AI stuff. But as of Friday's trading, to my point, the Dow fell 1.7% this week, right? The S&P down 1.7 and the NASDAQ down 2.2. Oil prices declined as well. Now, I'm sorry, that was today. This week, Dow fell 2.5%, NASDAQ down 2.5%, and the S&P 500 down 1.7%. Okay, correction, not correction, adjustments, maybe. But this is a Wall Street Journal. These are the actual factual numbers. And if you think that's good, CJ, I don't know, unless you're playing the short, how you could find the silver lining in that. 855-752-4842. It is the continual chaos of this administration. I don't know if we have time to get to the sound of Caroline Leavitt, because, of course, Doge investigating fraud and Caroline, the spokeswoman for Trump, never going to lie to us, right?
She said she would never lie to us, Don.
She promised. All right. Do we have time to play this?
In the next segment.
Oh, damn. Okay. See, I was sitting there jawboning with you too long, and I jumped out of right away.
If you would have jumped to do it, yeah.
We could have got it. Mark says, CJ gets the talking points from his buddy Vladimir Putin. Uh-oh. Ooh. Kathy from Fort Atkinson, CJ is a typical mega, cannot answer a question and spews uneducated nonsense. Oh, I keep shutting his mic off. That's because you interrupt me, man. Jim from Stoughton says, CJ is like Kevin Bacon's character in the movie Animal House. We bend over, taking the paddle from the frat brothers. Think you may have another. Get your head out of that behind. Think you may have another. Think you may have another. Oh, CJ, you fire everybody up, man. We appreciate you, coming on and I guess speaking for the megas out there. I mean, if you're a mega,
it's really good that we hear that voice.
It is. I think we need to amplify that voice. If you're megas out there, you think that this is a great week for Donald Trump? If you think this is the economic uncertainty and the chaos that is driving this administration is good, if it's good for business, I know you're all about business, folks, right? It's all about the money, right? How is this good? This is a Wall Street Journal saying, and they're on his ass about the New World Order. Maybe we'll get to that next as well. When you voted for Donald Trump, did you think he'd realign our entire world order? That he would dismiss our European allies in favor of Vladimir Putin?
Absolutely.
Is that what you voted for, though? Come on.
Not me.
Is that a good thing? There is reporting that perhaps Donald Trump might be heading to Moscow.
Huh.
Are they calling him home?
Drudge for tea or what?
Drudge Report. You got to check in with the boss, man.
Oh, of course.
Drudge Report has some articles linking a former Russian spy agent accusing Donald Trump of being an agent for them for a long time. That didn't produce apparently any evidence of that, but I mean, since when do Republicans need evidence of anything? I saw it on the internet. It must be true. Come back with us, 855-752-4842. Caroline Leavitt might lie to you, but I never will. 855-75-CIVIC. That coming up next.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Happy, happy Friday. It is here. Our pal CJ inspiring lots of thought and comment on the text line, folks. If you don't, you know, if you don't have the temerity or the courage or just want to shoot a note out, you can do that on the text line. It's the same as the phone number, 855-752-4842. My friend, the original Claire, she says, hey, Dom, CJ's been conned by King Kong. Picking Con. I like that. Love the original Claire. Love you back, Claire. Oh, yeah. CJ also had to chime in, you know, just kind of putting a little salt in the wound. Long live the king. What, dude? Come on, man. You don't want to live under an absolute monarchy, CJ, because if you look sideways at the king, he'll have your head. There's no due process, man. There's no individual rights. There's no civil liberties. It is what the king wants. And when you talk like that, you're I know you're trying to, you know, get me. I get you. That's fine. But you're really ignorant, dude. You want to live like that, man? Are you kidding me? Do you know what that consequence of living under an absolute monarchy is? It is against everything. You wouldn't be able to call this show. If I was king, if I was one of those bad kings, and I don't like what you said, off with your head, man. But, I mean, that's it. Only the court jester gets to make fun of the king.
Mm-hmm.
So if I weren't the king, if I were the jester, that I'd be okay.
You do all right as that, I think.
I do. I said I'd be a king. I'd be a total dictator if anybody listened to me.
If only.
I mean, come on. If anybody would listen to me. We have a couple other texters out there. Steve from Milwaukee. Yes, Donald Trump. And we'll have this article, the Mirror reporting. I found the link at the Drudge Report about Trump being recruited by the KGB back in the day. We'll throw that one out there for your consideration as well. Let's see here. Mark from Sussex had no problem when the Dow dropped over 1,000 points in one day under Biden. Well, I mean, and fair point. You know, it is ebbs and flows, and I don't know what day that was. But if you look at what the market was, what the Dow was at, Mark from Sussex, when Joe Biden became president, and what the Dow was at when Joe Biden exited the presidency, it was double? I'm going to have to double check that. It was high, man. No way. And again, granted, we're in a worldwide depression, or I'm sorry, pandemic that impacted everything, supply chains, yada, yada. Everything was shut down. I mean, I get that. But those things happen. That happened under your guys' watch, yo. And so you own that. And at some point, Donald Trump's going to own this. I gave January, man.
Never own it. Come on.
He'll never take blame for it. And then good happens, he'll take credit. But we're full on now, man, right? We've heard all the toadies from the Trump administration yesterday. We heard Caroline Leavitt. We heard Stephen Miller. Everything's great. Man, he did 70-some executive orders. We've done more in 8 years and more in 30 days than any other president's done in 8 years. And all the sycophantic ass-kissing weirdo stuff, man. That is strange, strange stuff. I get you want to support your administration and your person, but the ass-kissing, the bending of the knee to such a degree reminds me of these, you know, these movies of like Nazi Germany, man. I hate to say it like that, but any sort of authoritarian that needs that reinforcement and support constantly, man, and they're giving it to him constantly. It is very strange. So if his folks are out there saying that, hey, this is the 30 days, he did all these things, well, he owns it right now. Okay, we're going to run out of time.
We are.
Oh, come on.
No, we got enough time right
now.
All right,
Caroline Leavitt. Let's hear Caroline Leavitt. Peter Alexander from NBC asking righteous questions.
Let me ask you about the fraud, if I can. We can all have our own opinion about what is wasteful spending, and Republicans have praised the president for cutting wasteful spending, but fraud, of course, is a crime. So have you turned over evidence of fraud to the Justice Department, and when should we expect to see those indictments?
Yes. It's a clever question.
Clever.
First of all, I think all Americans would agree that funding mastectomies in Mozambique is not something that the American people should be funding.
Is that fraud?
Or DEI programs. I think it's fraud that the American government has been ripping off taxpayers in this way. And we also do know there has been extensive fraud, particularly if you look at Social Security. In fact, according to an IG report from the Social Security Administration, there was $71 billion worth of fraud in one single fiscal year that we know about. And so that is a lot of fraud, Peter, that the government has admitted to. So this administration is committed to finding even more of that fraud, waste, and abuse.
To be clear, that $71 billion was from 2015 to 2022, so it wasn't in just 1 year, and it was in
$71 billion, but
it wasn't in 1 year. Just to be clear,
it was
in one report over multiple years from 2015 to 2022. And
so
it was
are you defending $71 billion in fraud, Peter? That's a lot of money, far too much, and that's why this administration. Why is the media so against cutting waste, fraud, and abuse from the government? I don't get it.
I just want to ask a question.
Won't be deterred, and you won't listen to logic or answer the question. Oh, it's a clever question. Listen, he's absolutely right. You could say something is wasteful. Sure, we can all do that. Go down the list. And that's why you have Congress, the House, closest to the people, get elected every 2 years. They're the ones that make up the budget, right? It starts with them. It wasn't $71 billion of fraud in 1 year, as Peter Alexander says. It was $71 billion in fraud over 7 years. Now, and mind you, we spend $1.5 trillion in Social Security payments in fiscal year 2024. $1.5 trillion. Now, if you take the $71 billion and do the math, that comes up to my back of the napkin math, 0.06% of fraud over of $71 billion over the course of, what, $1.5 trillion times 7-ish. It's less. I mean, it's significant. It's a big number because $1.5 trillion is a big number. Come back. We're going to have more of this. Plus your calls, 855-75-CIVIC. I'm just adding to it. They say I'm teenagers suicidal. Come on, suicidal. Go ahead and add to it. Just do it.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Dow suffered its worst loss of the year today, 748 points, on reports of declining consumer sentiment and existing home sales. PNC Financial Chief Economist Gus Fauché.
We're just, you know, getting a lot of information day to day on the political outlook, on the economic outlook, on the monetary policy outlook, and I think the markets are going to respond to that data as it comes in.
The NASDAQ dropped more than 2%. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has axed Fire Chief Kristen Crowley, blaming her for not having the department prepared for last month's deadly wildfires. A 41-year veteran of the LAFD, Ronnie Villanueva, will serve as acting chief.
Los Angeles City Fire Department will respond, and the Los Angeles City Fire Department will keep you safe.
Three people were killed in a shooting outside a motor vehicle office in Kentucky. Louisville Metro Police Officer Major Donald Beckman.
There does not seem to be a public threat at this point in time as it relates to this incident.
No arrests have been made. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.